Welcome to the Saving Room Podcast with Ben and Sally, where we go out to eat about once a week and we come back onto our podcast and share what we thought. We talk about the building, the food, the atmosphere, the parking lot. We talk about it all.
He's talking with his hands right now.
I am talking with my hands because it's a podcast and that's important. So we're going to talk about basically just going out to eat. This is our first podcast. We're going to talk about a local Wichita restaurant that we went to tonight for Sally's birthday. Yesterday was Sally's birthday, so to surprise her for her birthday dinner this evening, we went to the Sweet Spot, a place that we drive by frequently. We've talked about going many times. It says fine dining, steak and seafood on the outside, so we thought, let's fine dine.
I'm impressed with anything that says fine dining on the outside.
That way you know you're getting. It doesn't say cheap food.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah. So we went to the Sweet Spot tonight. We hadn't really heard much about it. Sally had heard from friends of hers that it was good, but that's about the extent of what we had
it's
heard.
Like good, air quotes. Yeah. Good.
But that's all we heard. So we pull up to the restaurant, and what did you think about the outside?
I thought it was nice. They remodeled it. Actually, fun fact, it used to be a Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's next to a Fazoli's. So it's not like you don't expect fine dining. That's why they have to write it on the outside of the building.
That's true. So one thing that Sally and I do whenever we're going out to eat and we're going to start doing this podcast is we kind of make it a deal not to talk about what we think about it until we get home and we can record what we think about it. Because that way we have more to talk about. We can kind of react together.
Yeah, so the outside was nice. There's big wood doors. And we took a selfie in front. I'll post the selfie because we look cute. We had reservations. Did you ask for a booth in the reservations?
I did not.
Usually he asks for a booth.
I didn't even know if they had booths because we hadn't been there before.
Yeah.
So
that is like skipping ahead. A thumbs up. We like booths.
We do like booths.
We're not table people.
Mm-mm.
However, their tables did have like comfy looking chairs.
Yeah, they did. Whenever I walked in and saw predominantly tables across from the bar area, I was thinking, oh, it looks like they have mostly tables or all tables, but they look comfortable.
Well, yeah, I thought the restaurant was like half the size it was when you walk in, and then you're like, oh, there's the other half with all the booths.
Yeah.
And like dim lighting, and it's nice. There's a nice big bar with a lot of seating, big TVs, which I'm not really a fan of.
Yeah, she doesn't like the sports on the TVs, but
yeah, because you stare at it. You don't even like sports, and there you are staring at the TV.
There are studies on why it is that you can't help but look at the television whenever you're at a restaurant. It goes back to caveman days,
mm-hmm.
whenever you have to be on the lookout for predators. So I'm on the lookout for predators or random sports games that I don't care
about. Or you
could
just pay attention to your beautiful pregnant wife.
That's very true. By the way, we have three dogs, so all of those annoying noises in the background are our dogs chewing on toys, shaking things off.
They'd be even more annoying if we kicked them out of the room.
Yeah, it's very true.
So they're stuck in the room with us.
All right, so we walk in. We liked the outside. It looked, I mean, it was renovated. It was in a weird, it's not like in a fancy strip of restaurants.
Doesn't smell like donuts anymore.
No.
Unfortunately.
We walk in. And it was like really nicely done. It was very modern, had like very modern lights, very cool tables, very cool wall decor, I thought. The bar looked nice and it was huge. The bar was like the length of the restaurant, basically for the whole one side of the restaurant.
I would go and have a cocktail there.
Yeah.
I would totally go order an appetizer and drink a cocktail there.
Yeah. So we get in.
Oh, sorry. Oh, go ahead. They say restaurant. Fine dining restaurant and lounge.
Oh, that's true.
I was wondering what that loungy part meant until you're in there. You're like, oh, look at that bar. It looks like a good place to lounge.
Yeah. So we walk in. Hostess tables immediately on our right. It was very nice looking. They were very friendly. I said, hey, we have a reservation for two for Ben. They're like, cool. Here's the menus. Let's go see you at your table. Fortunately, they gave us a booth. Didn't even ask for it. Would have if they tried to sit us at a table, and I saw those delicious booths. But they went ahead and sat us at one. Again, we'd never been to this place before. We didn't know what to expect. So we walk in, and we think, you know, we're both kind of checking the place out. It looks good. We take our seats. They get us... It's one of those restaurants where they give you water. You know, it's like everybody gets water in, like, the little wine glass. It's a water glass, I know, but, like, the kind of... With the stem. There you go.
Getting very detailed here about the water glasses.
It was good. So we go in. We have a seat. And, yeah, that's whenever we started looking at the menu.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the menu?
I thought it was really interesting. So it says it was steak and seafood, and like the appetizers were like edamame and gyoza. And I'm like, whoa, those are the first two appetizers at a sushi restaurant. But like, I'm into it, you know? I'll eat edamame and a steak. We didn't, though, because upon reading the appetizer menu, they had steak frites on there.
Yeah, so we typically, what Sally and I do is normally we will split an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. That way we can kind of have a little bit of everything. But tonight it was a fancy night out. We both decided to get our own dishes. But we did decide to go ahead and get the appetizer because it looked amazing. It said it was sirloin tips with, you know, shoestring fries, I think was the description.
It was so good.
It was incredible. It was 11 bucks, which was an expensive appetizer. But
not at a nice restaurant. Well,
on their menu, that was like the most expensive one. Like there was like $8 appetizers. That one was 11.
Yeah, but when you're going to a fine dining experience, I expect to spend $10 to $15.
On their menu, okay. Right. It was an expensive one. So it was 11 bucks, and it was absolutely incredible. It was literally just sirloin tips on the bottom with a bunch of shoestring fries on top of it, and this amazing, like, gravy, I guess. Is that what you'd call that?
It was like an au jus.
Yeah, but thick.
Yeah, it was a gravy.
Yeah.
Trying to make it sound fancier than what it is.
But it was really good, though. The steak was incredible. Like, yeah. And the fries, even just the fries by themselves, they were, like, salty and garlicky? Or just salty?
They were flavorful.
They were very flavorful.
I would have ordered that as an entree.
Yeah, it was very good.
When I come here on my hypothetical, I'm going to get cocktails and an appetizer, I would order that again.
Yeah, it was very good.
We almost did the gyoza.
Yeah.
Because I do like gyoza, but
I mean, you can get that at a lot of places.
Yeah.
This kind of sounded a lot more unique to the restaurant.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I have no complaints about that. Mm-mm.
So then,
I'm going to give it a solid 9 out of 10.
Oh, it was great. It was really good.
If there was like some cheese sprinkled on top.
Then she brought out one of our favorite courses of every meal, everywhere we go. The bread and butter.
The bread and butter.
Bread and butter.
Yeah.
So the bread.
Meh.
5 out of 10. Tops. Meh.
It was like a roll.
It was just a roll.
But the butter was like
a sweet butter.
It was like straight up Texas Roadhouse butter.
Yeah, it was very much.
It was like they went to Texas Roadhouse, stole the butter, then got these rolls from a random catering place, and then, I don't know, the butter was good.
It was good. It was very Texas Roadhouse, though. Now that you say that, that's exactly what it was.
The roll was just a boat for the butter.
It was a transportation device. People give us weird looks whenever we eat just butter with a spoon, but here we are spreading it on bread, like normal people. But it's good.
Who eats butter with a spoon?
I was just kidding. You can't do that. That's the point. You can't eat it with the spoon.
I mean, you could, but that'd be weird.
That's the point. Anyway, so the bread and butter was delicious. The bread was okay. The butter was delicious. It was good.
I mean, we didn't ask for more bread. And yeah. I am not above asking for more bread.
That's very true.
There are several places where I'm like, yeah, cool. My entree is fine, but could you just bring me some more bread?
So after that, we had our appetizer. We had the bread. I got a Diet Coke with no ice, which is my go-to. Jeez. See, here's the thing. soda at a restaurant comes out very cold. Ice is completely optional, and I recommend not getting it.
Okay, no one agrees with you.
A lot of people agree with me. In Europe, they agree with me.
Everybody likes ice in their drink. I like ice in my drink.
But here's the thing.
I'm you so have to ghetto, get... I like ice in my red wine.
You have to
I
get...
would never do that at a restaurant.
You have to get refills more frequently, though, because it's like, whenever they fill it up, it's like 99% ice, and then here's a little splash of soda.
Okay, no one's going to agree with you.
Hundreds of people agree with me on this.
Tweet at us if you agree with that.
On our non-existent Twitter.
Yeah, we'll have to make a Twitter now.
So I always get the diet soda with no ice. Sally got the cupcake Moscato because it's cheap and delicious.
It's my first glass of wine as a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
It was kind of a big deal for me. I figure I'm 20 weeks tomorrow. My doctor said it was okay to have 5 ounces. I didn't even drink all of it.
Yeah.
Because you had some and then I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Because I still feel a little guilty. Ooh, mom guilt. Ooh. No.
So we had all of our drinks. We had our appetizers. And it was time for us to order our entrees. I got the, I think it was called the New York Famous Meatloaf. Is that right?
New York Famous Meatloaf.
Yeah. And it was delicious. We'll get to eating it. I ordered it first. Got to keep going with the storyline here. So I ordered the New York Famous Meatloaf. I love meatloaf. I think meatloaf is absolutely delicious. I get it all the time at fancy restaurants because it's really good at fancy restaurants. And I just like meatloaf a lot, so why wouldn't I order it? It had bacon in it, and then it said that it came with sweet spot sauce, which was barbecue sauce. In case you're wondering what sweet spot sauce is, it's barbecue sauce. And it came with mashed potatoes and green beans, but I substituted the green beans for the mushrooms, because I love mushrooms. And a lot of times at fancy restaurants, if they serve mushrooms, they're like really, really prepared. Like lots of yum flavors on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got. Sally, what did you order?
I really wanted steak. But I am glad that we got the steak fritz because it was like, oh, we came to a steak restaurant and we ate steak. I ended up getting the piccata, which was an herb marinated chicken breast, grilled vegetables, and angel hair pasta with capers and lemon. It came with cherry tomatoes, but I didn't get the cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, nobody likes... Oh, well, I should take that back. Fools like cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm not into cherry tomatoes.
They're just little balls of water. Yeah. And even whenever they're, like, in hot food, the water inside is cold.
Yeah.
So you get this weird, like, hot ball that you bite into and then just cold water and... no.
Yeah. No, I mean, thanks. No. I got it without the cherry tomatoes, and she did get it right. So, it was... Wait, are we talking about it yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
So that's what we ordered for our entree. So now we're going to take a break from food talk. Let's talk about the service.
Yeah.
What did you think about the service?
I thought our waitress was super nice.
Our waitress was Randy, R-A-N-D-I.
Ooh, name dropping. We're doing that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She was great. If she was bad, yeah. I wouldn't have said her name. But she was good. She was really good. She was real attentive. She was very honest with her food recommendations.
I do like to ask her recommendations. I'm like, hey, I'm pregnant, so I can't have seafood or I can have steak. I just like medium rare steak. Like I like my steak kind of still mooing. So I'd rather not order steak than have well done steak. Okay. So anyways, yeah, she helped me decide what to order. I was like, should I get the penne or the piccata? And she's like, the piccata's better. I'm like, cool. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
So yeah, so that was our server. I think she was very good. She was friendly. Yeah, the service overall was good. I mean the hostesses were fine. Hostesses are always kind of a mixed bag, because a lot of times it's like, I want them to be more friendly, but I also know that it's like typically 16-year-olds with their first job, and it's like, I don't know, but if it's fine dining, it's like, I kind of want them to be a little bit more like, hello and welcome to the restaurant you've chosen, and not like...
They weren't supposed to stand out, and they didn't.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, we order our food, it comes out, I get the meatloaf.
I will say it was very prompt. Like,
yeah, everything was.
For me, a little too prompt. Like, there's nothing I like more in my fine dining experience than a long, drawn out meal. That's one of our favorite things to do together is like go somewhere where we can have a long, drawn out meal. That's like, you know, the longer it takes, the better. However, we try to make that happen anywhere we go, you know, by just ordering an appetizer and then like waiting and ordering our entree.
Yeah. Also, 9 times out of 10, I think literally 9 times out of 10, if you order the appetizer and the entree at the same time, they come out within seconds of each other.
Death wish.
And yeah, it's, that's the worst. No one likes that.
Mm-mm. It's like, why did I get an appetizer? This was supposed to hold me over till my food comes.
So yeah, so we sort of game the system a little bit in our own way by ordering the appetizer, watching them put it in, and then starting to consider what we're going to eat for an entree.
Yeah, and I mean, she wasn't like rushing us or anything.
No, not at all.
Because there are some, sorry, that's the dog. There are some places you go where they're like, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? And it's like, shut up. I want to sit here and enjoy myself.
No, yeah, she was very patient. But the food came out quickly and it was hot and it was good. My meatloaf came out. The mushrooms were delicious. It came with mashed potatoes, which were also good.
Yeah.
But it's another thing, too, because you're at a fine dining restaurant. I like to coat my mashed potatoes in salt and pepper. But I'm not going to ask for salt and pepper. And there's none on the table, you know, because it's a nice place. I thought
they were flavorful enough.
They were good, but it's, you know, I like my salt and pepper. But anyway, so mine comes out. The meatloaf was very good. Like I said, the sweet spot sauce was barbecue sauce, which is fine. It was really good. It's just funny they called it that. The mushrooms were incredible. They were like almost not whole mushrooms, but like half mushrooms, definitely like marinated in some goodness and sauteed. And
you know, someone's like who hates mushrooms is listening to this, like, stop talking about the mushrooms.
Oh, they were amazing and they should learn to love them. So that was mine. What'd you think of the chicken piccata?
It was good.
It was a big piece of chicken.
It was a huge piece of chicken. I have more than half of it upstairs in the fridge. A base of angel hair pasta, a flattened chicken on top, and that had a lot of herbs. And I think it was lightly breaded, too. And then the vegetables. The vegetables were really yummy. Like,
and it was kind of a lemon sauce on the pasta?
Yeah. And it was a mild flavor. It wasn't like overpowering like garlic or anything, but I think anything you order with a lemon sauce is kind of mild.
Yeah,
you know, it just wasn't super overpowering or anything, but it was good.
Yeah, was so really we ordered the pasta, or she ordered the pasta with it. It came with the pasta. It was delicious. I thought it was very mild. It wasn't a ton of flavor, but it was good. The service was excellent. We got to the dessert portion of the meal. We weren't especially hungry, but we really wanted dessert. One of our favorite...
All of their dessert options sounded amazing.
They sounded incredible.
And they have homemade ice cream, like 4 or 5 different kinds of homemade ice cream.
So we ordered the bread pudding, mm-hmm. and we let her know that it was Sally's birthday. So I don't know if we got the ice cream for free because of that. But she said, do you want a scoop of ice cream with it? And we said, sure. So she brought out a scoop of, it was like cinnamon ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Tasted very homemade. Mm-hmm. It was very good. The bread pudding was, it was really good. They called it toffee bread pudding. I didn't taste any toffee. It was like covered in a caramel sauce that mm-hmm. was really good. But I'll say this, the bread pudding was great. I love bread pudding, but I wasn't like floored by the bread pudding. Like it wasn't like better than anywhere else. It was like good. Like back in the day, Cheddar's used to have bread pudding that they made with their croissants. That was, like, out of this world bread pudding. This was like, oh, it's good bread pudding. It wasn't...
I thought it was really good. I'm going to not be as harsh as you.
No, I'm not being harsh. I'm just saying it wasn't like, holy crap, if you go, you got to try the bread pudding. I would say, no, if you like bread pudding, it's good bread pudding.
I really like the bread pudding, and I really like the cinnamon ice cream. I thoroughly enjoyed the dessert.
Yeah.
I definitely made sure to save room. That's why I have a bunch of chicken in my leftover box right now.
All right. So to sum things up, the sweet spot, Wichita, Kansas. I thought it was very good. It was a finer dining experience. It wasn't $100 per couple meal, which is good. That's a great thing. Because it was like way better than like a Chili's or an Applebee's. that and atmosphere and service and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Our total bill for both of us to get two entrees, an appetizer, a dessert, a glass of wine, and a soda was like $63.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Like, you could easily spend that at, like, Texas Roadhouse if you got the same courses that we got.
And I do feel like the atmosphere was kind of romantic. There was nice music.
It was dim, but it wasn't too dim. You know how dim lighting, like, just makes it feel fancier?
Yeah.
And it was dim lighting. There was, everyone was kind of dressed about how we would expect. Yeah. There was a prom couple there, so there's that. There was a guy with, like, a sports coat next to us.
And then there were people in jeans.
Yeah, which is fine.
So.
But overall, I thought it was really good. I'd go back there again, definitely.
I would, too.
Here's one of the reasons I would love to go back there, is because their menu was so varied. Like, the steaks all sounded baller, but all of the other entrees all were very different. Like, the chicken piccata, the meatloaf. There was, like, a shrimp.
A spaghetti. I've never been to a restaurant where they had, like, here's some gyoza. What are you going to order for your entree? Spaghetti?
Yeah, very different. But that was good. I like that. I like that variety. I really want to try the steak probably next time. The filet mignon, which is, like, my preferred cut whenever I go to fine dining especially, was $30, I think. And this is one of those places, like a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, where, like, the steak is X amount of dollars. Sides are $5 a piece.
Yeah, I want to try some of the other sides, too.
Yeah.
They had some yummy-sounding sides.
Yeah, the side, and they all had, like, very fancy name. Like, the green beans was, like, Havrit Fyr. And it was, like, green beans.
Oh, yeah, I was like, what is that? Oh, it's just green beans.
Yeah. But overall, great experience. The food was good. It was very nice. Like, if you're in the mood for, like, a moderately fancy meal without breaking the bank, the sweet spot was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I feel like if you're not eating at, like, a chain, you're going to spend $50-$60 going out to dinner.
Easy. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're going out to, like, a fancier place, $100-$150, easy. So this was, like, right in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it because it wasn't a chain. I like local businesses a lot. So it was unique. I'd go back. Yeah.
The kitchen area, you could see that. Like, you could see into the kitchen area from the bar area where we kind of walk in and out. And it was a very nice high-end kitchen. We looked at their website, and they have, like, a Meet the Chefs. Like, so they do have chefs that kind of curate the meals, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention that she did list the specials to us.
Oh, my gosh.
All sounded amazing.
They sounded really good. Yeah. Most of them were seafood.
Yeah.
So Ben doesn't really like seafood, and I can't have seafood right now. Otherwise, I would order all the weird, funky seafood in the world.
It sounded really good.
Yeah. Yeah. She did. It was a lot of specials. She kind of went on and on.
Yeah.
And I was kind of, like, drooling listening to her. Oh, I will mention there was a family, like a woman and a couple older people and a baby. And I was like, man, I would bring our baby here if our baby's as quiet and well-behaved as that baby.
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, I didn't see any kids.
Mm-mm.
But I don't think it'd be a horrible place to bring kids.
I don't think so, no. And there were meals, like, I think the meatloaf that I had was $15. So that's really not that expensive.
Yeah. I don't think there was a kid's menu.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd bring kids there.
I mean, if they got something on the cheaper side, I think it'd be fine.
Yeah, but there wasn't, like, mac and cheese,
yeah, that's
you know?
True. Yeah,
kids, they might have had a kid's menu.
Kids might have had a hard time finding stuff on the menu.
You know, we'll have to find out if there was, like, a kid's menu. Yeah. It didn't seem like a kid's place, except for that baby was having a pretty fun time.
That's true. All right, so thanks for tuning into the podcast. This has been Saving Room with Ben and Sally, and we hope to do more of these and talk about our dining experiences, not only in Wichita, but outside of Wichita, because we like to go places. So
we like to go places, do things.
And eat food.
And eat.
We love to eat food. So thanks for tuning in. That was The Sweet Spot in Wichita, Kansas. We do recommend it. It was great food. The service was fantastic. Very varied food. Liked it a lot. And be sure to tune in next time.
Bye.